Well, your mother may have told you to protect your heart in matters of love. Well, now the FBI says protect your wallet, too. That's because the agency is seeing an uptick of scammers ahead of Valentine's Day. Agents say their Internet Crimes Unit is seeing more criminals creating fake profiles on dating sites or apps to get their victims' affection and trust, and then they use that close relationship to trick victims into transferring funds. Here to talk about the identity fraud is expert Brian Lewis. He is with IntelliCheck. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, and but I know for a lot of people this sounds really scary because Valentine's Day is, what, 48 hours away. And we are hearing that the targets are women who are over 40, they are widowed, divorced, elderly, or disabled. Why this group?
Because, unfortunately, they tend to be more vulnerable, and they fall for these scams. And again, because they put a lot of their information online and on the dating sites, and it allows these really somewhat evil people to prey on them. And it's an unfortunate thing.
Yeah, yeah. The last couple of years, we've been, you know, trapped in this pandemic, and people have been looking for love, but that's caused the pandemic widespread isolation. How much of this is factoring into scammers really being able to reel victims in?
I think it's a major portion of it because people have begun to put so much information online. Just think about the amount of times that somebody sends, hey, fill this out on Facebook, and what's your first car? What's your favorite ice cream? Things that are do two things. One, most of those are password questions. And the second thing is it allows people to understand who you are, what you care about, and it gives them the ways to target you and basically get to your heart.
Okay, so how, what should we do if, you know, and especially women who are in that most vulnerable group, and maybe even a man, to protect themselves? What should our behaviors be online?
Good point, too, because it doesn't matter your gender or your sexuality. They're hitting everybody on this stuff. Just be careful about who you're dealing with, and a couple of things to look out for. Oftentimes, these people pretend to have exotic jobs. They live far away. Or they're going to come visit you and come up with excuses for why they can't. And then after that, they start asking for money. Those are kind of three big red flags that you're probably being scammed.
Got it. Okay. Brian Lewis with IntelliCheck, thanks for joining us tonight.
My pleasure.